We'll all die someday, but countless people put off the thought of how the final stages of life should be handled by family and physicians. Dr. Anthony Billettier, former Erie County Health Commissioner and now Chief Medical Officer for Millennium Collaborative Care, says it's an event that needs to be discussed and planned.
We need to talk about it. We need to figure out what our loved ones and our friends want at that time, and we need to have discussions about it.
On Saturday, P2 Collaborative of Western New York will host a conference, one that follows up a meeting held last fall, to discuss how to start that conversation. John Craik, Executive Director of P2 Collaborative, says even people who are young and healthy should have a plan in place, beginning with a health proxy.
As people approach chronic disease or the end stages of chronic diseases, or they're older, then medical orders are probably as important as the healthcare proxy, because it's really the medical orders that at the end of the day will drive and determine what kind of care is provided to the patient.
Dr. Billettier says physicians are driven to keep a patient alive, but even when death is imminent and the patient wants to pass, doctors are still committed to caring for the individual by providing as much comfort as possible.
Family members don't necessarily recognize the things that we do to patients who the families want us to do everything to them. I'm sure many of the things we do are very uncomfortable for patients. And so if the patients in advance have decided, I don't want those uncomfortable things, it's really important for family members to honor that.
According to statistics forwarded by Millennium Collaborative Care, 80% of people say they want to talk to their doctors about end-of-life care, but only 7% have actually done so. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.